This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Good morning, Manhattan. Nick McNamara here. Thanks for tuning in to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. So we got a historical show for you today. In studio with me is Riley County Historical Museum Director Cheryl Collins.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Real good.
Good. Today we're going to be talking about iconic Manhattan.
Yes.
Various visually or just historically or just notable areas and places around the city that some might view as iconic and some maybe might not, but...
Well, iconic, I think, is pretty personal. And the reason I wanted to talk about that today is the historic summit will be Wednesday, October 3rd at 7 p.m. at the Manhattan Public Library. And we're going to talk about iconic Manhattan at that summit this year. Donna Shank Hamlin will present a program on the landmark water tower. Of course, that's the historic water tower up by Sunset Cemetery. And then we'll view photos and discuss what folks there think of as iconic. So iconic, I guess, is when you think Manhattan, what building or place do you think of? So I have some on my list.
And I have some on mine. I'm kind of a newbie here, a newcomer, but I've written down a few notes, and I've also put out there on Facebook and Twitter some comments asking people for their suggestions of things they found iconic as well. And I'll bring up some of those as we go along, but let's start with the most obvious one, at least to me, would be that Bluemont Overlook Hill.
Yes, Bluemont Hill. Very interesting place with a fascinating history. And I might mention October 29th, Ron Wilson is going to give a program on Fremont's visit through Manhattan 175 years ago. And Fremont is the man that named it Bluemont Hill. So it is not Manhattan Hill, even though it has the Manhattan letters on it. And those letters are an interesting feature of it. But it's Bluemont Hill. And, of course, that's where our original water system reservoir was placed on the top of that hill, and it's still up there today, or the remnants of it. And of course, it has a modern water tower up there too.
And I've been up there. I've seen the some of those historical plaques and things like that. Could you talk a little bit about? I believe you said Fremont, right?
Yeah, John C. Fremont.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about John C. Fremont.
Well, I'd like to come back and talk about that at a future program. I'll write that down.
Of course.
Of course, John C. Fremont was an explorer, and he came through here in the 1840s, and twice, although one of the times he didn't quite get to Manhattan. But there's a Fremont Point in Riley County, right around Manhattan, as well as his naming of Bluemont Hill. So he's kind of an important figure. I'll put on my list to come back and talk more about Bluemont Hill because it has a fascinating history. Of course, it's where Isaac Goodnow went to the top and looked out over the valley and then decided where he would place the town that became Manhattan. And there's lots more history connected to it.
Wow.
It is one of those iconic places for me, too. Another iconic place that I have is the Riley County Courthouse. And I guess I see that as iconic because it's been the seat of Riley County government since it was built in 1906, opened in 1907. That has an interesting history to it, too. Holland and Squire's architectural firm did it, but they were the second architectural group that the county commissioners went to. They'd been working to get a courthouse. Well, we were founded in 1855, and we didn't get a courthouse until 1906.
Wow.
And, well, they couldn't get a bond issue passed because nobody wanted to pay for it. So it took all those years to really get that put together.
What did they do in the meantime?
Well, they had offices downtown, so they would rent buildings downtown, and then at the very first they built a courthouse and office building where at 6th and Colorado, where the former Riley County Jail is. That's a stone building on that square. It's where the city municipal court is too. They built that courthouse room with offices upstairs in 1866. or 1867. And then they had that until they built the stone building that is there now for the Riley County Jail, and that was a Depression-era works project. And, of course, by that time, we already had a courthouse. So the interesting thing to me about how the courthouse got built is the courthouse we have, the same design is used in Osborne, Marion, and in Thomas County, although the Thomas County one is brick. And the way we got it was they contracted with the commissioners had contracted with a Kansas City architecture firm, and they came in with a plan, but the plan was so far out of budget the commissioners rejected it. And so they knew Holland and Squires had courthouse plans in the bag, so they contracted with them immediately and got it built quickly and under their budget of $50,000. So that worked out pretty good for them.
$50,000 in what year was that?
1906.
Oh, I bet that's a sizable amount of money today.
Right. Well, it'd have to be, because that is a substantial building with some neat carvings on it. If folks haven't been down there to see those carvings, David Penny was a skilled stonemason and stone carver, and he did some of the carvings on it. Clarence Johnson was the contractor, and he was a outstanding contractor here for many, many years. I think it's interesting. They had a big fight about where to put the courthouse, and Adelia Higginbotham finally stepped in and gave that space that it's on to the county to build the courthouse, and that settled the issue because they got it for free. And she did that in honor of her husband, George Higginbotham. And I think it's interesting because her house was on 4th Street, very adjacent to the Riley County Commission Chamber Building there on 4th Street. And you can still see some stone work around the edge of that parking lot that's a parking lot that's used by the Wareham Hotel. And that was Adelia Higginbotham's home. That stone, little stone work was in her yard. So I think it's kind of neat it was close to where she lived. The building cost, though, didn't include the cost of the clock.
Ah.
So they had a big fundraising effort in the community to raise the money for the clock. And I think it's, looking back at how they did that, one of the things they had was this big carnival, the courthouse clock carnival, and had lots of activities that people paid money to do, and then that raised money. And one of the things that they did was bring in an electric theater. So one of the first moving picture shows that was in Manhattan was at that courthouse carnival.
Was that one of the first in the state as well?
The first in the state was, well, the first movie house in the state was the Patti in Lawrence. And Claire Patti, who had that movie house, he was a Manhattan boy. And he talked to Harry Wareham, and Harry Wareham, I think, my understanding is, put the second movie house in Manhattan at the Wareham Theater.
Okay.
So we have a long history with that. I think courthouses are iconic because of their connection to people's lives. You know, you paid your taxes, you got married. In the early days, there were meeting rooms. The Grand Army of the Republic, the veterans organization for the Union Army veterans, had a meeting room there. And then over the years, there's been a lot of different things. When we've had the draft, the Selective Service had offices there. And so it just kind of filled niches in people's lives. In 1918, there were so many soldiers wanting to get married that the judge, Judge Morris, actually lived in the courthouse for a while.
Oh,
because,
man.
I guess they were calling him out day and night at his house, so he just said, okay, forget it, I'll live there. And then all these soldiers would come in and get married. Of course, they were getting married before they shipped out from Fort Riley.
Talk about taking your work home with you, I guess.
Yes.
Or maybe taking your work to home to your work.
Absolutely. The Riley County Courthouse is on the National Register, and I think that's a lot of the places that I think of as iconic are on the National Register. Like, for instance, another one that I think of as iconic, and that's Anderson Hall.
Oh, yeah.
And when you think Manhattan, that's one of the images I think you get. And I'd be very interested to hear from your listeners what buildings or places they think of as iconic here. Anderson Hall, of course, was built in 1878, and it was built through plans drawn by Aramis Carr, and he was the state of Kansas architect, and he was also one of the best-known architects in Kansas in that 1870s period, and he did the Kansas building at the 1876 Centennial Exposition in Philadelphia.
Okay.
And big World's Fair, lots of Manhattanites went there. And in fact, a couple of Manhattanites went there, opened boarding houses, and then had boarders who came to visit.
Wow. We're talking here with Riley County Historical Museum Director Cheryl Collins. Phone lines are open, 785-537-1350. When we get back from this break, if you have any other areas that are iconic you'd like to talk about, call them in. And we'll continue on with our conversation with Anderson Hall and other iconic areas in Manhattan after this.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by the McCain Performance Series at Kansas State.